for their Montgomery office or 361-2133 for their Prattville location.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Fight fire with fire, it's a dirty game. Gonna float like a feather in a hurricane. Oh, living on the edge. I can't shatter my soul when I break the ice. Though the water's deep, I'm gonna tow the line.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news!
News. I'm Chris Foster. Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee go after Attorney General William Barr on topics like federal officers sent to deal with protesters in Portland, Oregon. Rhode Island Congressman David Cicilline asking,
do you think Americans who show up to peacefully protest should expect to be beaten and pepper sprayed and have their bones broken by federal officers?
Well, I don't think that what was happening immediately around the courthouse was a peaceful protest.
And Attorney General Barr says his decisions are made independent of politics. Negotiations over another coronavirus financial relief bill are stuck on liability protection against coronavirus lawsuits. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says.
No bill will be put on the Senate floor that does not have liability protection.
McConnell liability on steroids. He has taken it to a whole other place.
That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. America.
After 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, the morning show. Jay Scott, Jesse Lynn, Rich Thomas, and me.
And Chase.
High speed Chase. Hi, sorry.
Okay.
We're all here. Let's start with the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, a full and active all-inclusive lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village from $15.49 per month. Check them out on Facebook. One of your friends might already be there. Reserve your tour and free lunch at caravitavillage.com.
Just a few little showers on the radar this morning. So, I think the radar is going to be really busy later on today. High temperature in the upper 80s to around 90. Scattered to numerous showers and storms again. Most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. Nothing you haven't heard before. Low tonight in the mid-70s. Tomorrow on Friday, the storms not as numerous. Scattered afternoon and evening storms, yes, but not as many. Highs 90 to 92. And over the weekend, we'll see just widely separated storms. Little distancing, social distancing on the showers over the weekend. Highs in the low to mid-90s. Right now this morning, cloudy skies, 76 degrees, 607.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
National Lasagna Day has arrived.
Lasagna.
It's National Lasagna Day, but what better way to celebrate than to have it for breakfast right now?
Breakfast lasagna.
Is this lasagna?
For breakfast?
I love lasagna.
Aww. He's saying I love lasagna.
It is National Lasagna Day today.
Yum. Do you love lasagna like me?
Happy National Lasagna Day.
It's showtime.
Sorry, we did BLTs here this morning. I hope they were worthy.
Oh, my gosh.
They were definitely most worthy.
And those tomatoes were not just any tomatoes.
No.
They came from Greg's garden.
Yeah. Really I don't good. Have a... I'm not having a bountiful crop, but what's coming in has been pretty tasty.
It's delicious.
Good.
Very tasty. How you feeling?
Well, that's the most electrifying story of the morning.
Oh.
Yay.
I can move that up. Want me to move that up?
Yeah.
If you want to, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, because we also have something really cool for rocket science today involving chocolate.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Those of you who were listening early yesterday morning, I was dealing with this weird thing that was very painful and very annoying. I was getting these stabbing pains.
Chase was too.
Yeah. right next to my my ear, and they would come like every 45 seconds or a minute, stab and then retreat, stab and then retreat, and it was just so annoying. It took the edge off my cheerful disposition.
Oh?
So yesterday during our television segment, we were talking about things that we've looked up and Googled. So on TV, I wrote in, what causes a stabbing pain in the back of the skull, blah, blah, whatever. And one answer came up, and it became the winning word of the day yesterday, right? Which took several people to figure out, by the way.
Did it really?
Yeah, you needed exactly. We had some close calls. One person came up with crinkle, but that was the day before. So one answer came up, and that was occipital neuralgia. And treatments, ibuprofen. So I didn't have any ibuprofen. Yep. So I had some stuff that helped me get a nap yesterday. When I came back in the afternoon, it was still driving me nuts. So when I got home last night, Ms. Ritterbuttle found a bottle of ibuprofen. I took it, and it went away.
It's amazing.
It is.
It's a miracle.
Because by the end of yesterday, everybody said, you better get to the doctor with that. And then a listener called up yesterday afternoon and said, that could be your carotid artery acting up. It could be a precursor to, like, a major stroke or something.
Oh, nice.
Thanks. That always makes you feel great, doesn't it?
Our audience is only trying to help.
I'm glad Google didn't tell you to, you know, try Clorox or anything like that.
No. No, but I thought that's...
That's amazing that it worked.
The thing. You can make yourself nuts. If you get a WebMD, you could go there every day if you got something that doesn't feel right and convince yourself by the end of the morning
that you're dying.
Weeks to live, right?
That's right. That you're going to die.
So I have a friend who is constantly Googling symptoms. Mm-hmm. She got a lot going on. That's always the worst. Her son is a doctor, and he tells her, stay off that stupid thing. Because you'll make yourself crazy.
Well, I'm glad
it worked yesterday.
I'm glad you're doing better this morning. Now you can go, party with the Marlins.
Yeah.
Go get your COVID party in.
Yeah. There's a survey out that says 56%, and I don't believe this, 56% of baseball fans would just as soon see the season called.
No!
I am not buying that. Who do they talk to for these surveys?
I'm trying to still figure that out, too.
Really? In a poll of 1,000 baseball fans, 56% say they just shut down the season.
No!
Only a third say they should. 9% aren't sure. Yeah, and here's... Look, at the end of the story, there's a rumor...
Are those people in Portland? Are those people in Portland that answered that?
In Seattle.
There's a rumor that the Marlins outbreak, just as I said, may have been caused by a few players who went out partying in Atlanta just before the season began.
One of the major hot spots.
Imbeciles. They didn't get it sliding into second base. Baseball wasn't the cause.
Right.
They had to break one of the protocols.
Uh-huh. Which I think they should...
They should get spanked.
Me personally, I'd say fired for the season and you don't get your money, but...
Well, yeah, because you're taking a risk and then you're bringing it back into...
Other players.
Yeah, to the other players, so...
So now their games through Sunday are canceled, and that affects other teams, obviously.
There's still plenty of time to make them up. Not that the Marlins are going anywhere this year, anyway. We have a call.
Good morning. It's just Sparky.
Hi, Sparky.
Hey,
anyway, when I worked for LA Signal, I did a speaker report on aspirin and other things we take a lot. Mm-hmm. Aspirin, also a salicylic acid or something like that. Anyway, what it does, it blocks the signal from one cell to the other that goes to the brain. And that's why you don't feel it anymore.
So I'm not having signals in my brain?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. He occasionally hits on a good one.
Well, anyway.
Cool.
That was my
heart.
We appreciate it, man.
Okay,
yeah, thanks.
Thank you. You're better than WebMD. SparkyMD.
There we go.
Or I could also consult with almost Dr. Lynn.
There we go.
Sitting right
across
from me.
Which I did make the suggestion for you to go to the chiropractor, which it did help. But then also ibuprofen helps, too.
I'm going back to him today, as a matter of fact.
It's an anti-inflammatory property.
I can't tell you. I mean, it's not an incurable disease or some horrible thing. And I'm sure there's many people listening that are dealing with far worse. But that was my deal yesterday, and it was so annoying. It just sucked the joy out of
the day.
You know
what I used to have to take in order to get rid of those on top of the migraine headache? I would have to start out with a sinus relief pill to get the pressure out of the sinus cavities and in the back of my neck, followed by an Excedrin migraine. And then 2 hours later, I would either have to take an ibuprofen or an Aleve to even remotely touch it to go away. But that would cause me to have an onset migraine.
I know you guys are used to me being in a cheery mood here every week.
It's wonderful.
I never come in grumpy.
We all have our days.
Occasionally. 6:15, later this hour, get the Baumhauer's winning word.
Wing fingers.
Yeah, the wing fingers winning word. I got to get used to that. Anyway, yesterday, I promise it'll be easier than occipital neuralgia. But I haven't figured out what it is yet. But stay tuned, because somebody's going to win lunch for two at Wing Fingers downtown. Bob's latest concept in dining. And you got to try it. Fresh, chopped into salads, dipped, even sandwiches with crinkle cut fries or gooey fries. They got craft beers, wine, and more. That's Baumhauer's in the RSA headquarter building, 201 Union. Free air conditioned comfort and no charge for parking. So try it someday between 10:30 and 5 for lunch. 6:16, your local news. The Williams Hall Wake Up next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. An emergency missing child alert was issued Tuesday for a child who was last seen a little over a month ago. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency says 9-year-old Ezra Redden was last seen on June 19th near Hickory Street in Montgomery. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports over 22,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. That brings the total number of cases to over 80,000. Health officials say more than 1,400 people have died. We also know more than 32,000 people have now recovered from the virus. And there will be a funeral procession for Butler County Deputy Eric Jackson today in Greenville. The sheriff's office announced he passed away suddenly this past weekend. The procession will begin at Dunklin and Daniel's funeral home in Greenville. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in Hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you a fat, hairy pig who loves to hang out at the pool and stare at young women behind your mirrored sunglasses? When you sit down in the hot tub, does it look like you're stuck in a bowl of seaweed? Then you, my friend, need Bob's Back Wax, the only hair removal system guaranteed to make you at least 50% less disgusting or your money back. At Bob's, we specialize in big, rug-like gorilla backs, the kind of guys who look like they've got afros growing from their shoulders. We use only heavy-duty weed whackers to rip the hair out by the roots, giving you at least a month before you once again become a human Bigfoot. And at Bob's Back Wax, all our employees are hat chicks and thongs, trained to act like you aren't the revolting side of hair beef you really are. So come on in to Bob's Back Wax and get human before the summer gets here. Trust me, the guy who cleans the pool drain will thank you for it.
Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
There's a reason why Brett McDonald sometimes talks about Tesla the way Amazon is today, a company that could... Yeah, here's a good reason why that may happen. An engineer for Tesla has created what's described as the perfect chocolate chip.
Oh, really?
Yes, they're designed to melt smoother and taste better. And if you want to try them, it's only $30 a bag for a pound.
I didn't know they were into that kind of stuff. I thought they...
Well, the guy's name is Remy Lebesque. He's an engineer for Elon Musk. He's been moonlighting as a chocolate designer and working with a company called Dandelion Chocolate in San Francisco to engineer the perfect chocolate chip. He applied all of his knowledge around industrial design and engineering to chocolate chips and came up with a new shape that makes the chips melt smoother and taste better. After much experimentation, the chips wound up looking like pyramids and not like, you know, Hershey Kisses or regular chocolate chips. They're a little expensive. They're made out of a super premium chocolate, so they're about $30 for a one-pound bag.
Ooh.
Wow. And how would you like that on your business card, chocolate designer? Yeah.
You could probably, that would probably well work well with some women, I would think, right? I used to, you're making the face.
Yeah,
you're like making, you got your eyebrows halfway up your forehead.
That's a big forehead, too, to have to go that far.
I make my own chocolate.
Really?
Yeah,
he does. He used to have it a pot in his car at all times.
Well, I want to know where my sample is.
All right, tomorrow.
Okay.
Rich won't be here, so I'll make chocolate sandwiches.
Okay, chocolate for sandwiches.
For you breakfast.
You're a chocolate designer, you are.
Because it is the perfect food.
Chocolate is a health food. Chocolate is derived from cocoa beans. Beans are vegetables. Sugar is derived from either sugar beets or cane, and both are vegetables. And of course, the milk and cream are dairy. So eat more chocolate to meet your dietary requirements of daily vegetable and dairy intake. These are the things I keep reminding myself of so I feel less guilty. Happy Chocolate Day.
That was yesterday, but it was worth reminding everybody that it truly is.
Absolutely.
And when I was in rehab, they told us that the reason people will call themselves chocoholics is because it's one molecule removed from being like a pure amphetamine, which is addictive.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I want to say, I remember learning something about that.
I didn't know that about chocolate. Yeah.
Something in one of my agronomy/horticulture classes, we had to learn something about
that. So if you're a chocolate-holic, there's something to that.
There's something to that.
That's right. That's right. And it mood alters to the positive. So if you get an immediate artificial reaction...
Mm-hmm.
It's just another form of chemical dependency, except you can't get a CUI, I don't think. 624 Lewis Lawn will be opening in 36 minutes. Chad Sasser will probably slide the key. They have two front doors now because they have expanded their showroom space this year to include products they weren't didn't have the space to carry previously, including tractor-sized mowers. But the star of the new fleet at Lewis Lawn is the Ego product line, and those are battery-chargeable mowers, edgers, and trimmers that are lightweight and that work and have a battery technology that lasts and lasts. So even if you have a sizable lawn, you take that mower off the charging station, press the on button. For many, that's going to be the best part of this. You just hit on, and you're good to go. And they come in push and self-propel. So you have a choice there, and they're comparably priced to the gasoline models. But whatever you need, mowers, blowers, pressure washers, products by Echo, Exmark, Toro, Shindawa, and all the steel products, including the great steel blower, they're at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, next to Walter Craig. Open 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, from 7 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. Terrific people. Say hi to Chad and TJ and Haley when you stop by Lewis Lawn. Timeline next with Rich at 625.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still light to moderate all over the city right now. Really, our only congested places are Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson. We have some early risers heading in on 231, I-65 and 85, light to moderate through downtown Montgomery. Boulevard's looking good. No accidents into us to pass along. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Although schools are closed and people are staying home, accidents still happen. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Please watch out for children. With limited summer activities, more will be outside and may not always see you. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Benatti created, perfected, and patented the Benatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Benatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, and anesthesia and recovery. So successful are the Benatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Benatti succeeds where others fail.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles of Proudville Carpet. And since we've been advertising on Blue Water, our sales have increased dramatically. Blue Water has a large listening audience that is very faithful to their advertisers, and we greatly appreciate that. If you're thinking about advertising for your business, I would highly recommend Blue Water.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Now that we're all well buttered, can somebody find me a naturopath?
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Dan Black. At Dan Black Studios, we preserve your personal history, films, VHS tapes, and other memories at a very reasonable price. Call 279-6036. Now, Rich Thomas preserves the memories on this date in history with the timeline.
And this date is July 29th with the timeline. Here's Rich Thomas.
211th day of the year, 155 days remain. We already heard earlier in this hour, this is National Lasagna Day. That is a low-cal meal, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, can you get down? I'm working right now.
Come here, Chase.
Go bite Jay.
Come here, Chase.
Go bite Jay.
Come, Chase.
All right?
Good boy. Come here.
It's International Tiger Day. Oh, boy. Tiger Day after the whole Joe Exotic thing.
Uh-huh.
National Chicken Wing Day.
Oh, yes.
And today is rain day.
Oh, yay.
And you can track the rain on our free weather app. Just go to the app store, search for Stunner's Weather. 130 years ago in 1890, Vincent Van Gogh, you know, the guy who chopped his ear off, he died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound in France. He was only 37. What a troubled life Vincent Van Gogh had. 1909, General Motors buys Cadillac. He acquires the country's leading luxury automaker for $4.5 million. 1921, Adolf Hitler becomes the leader of the Nazi Party. On this date in 1954, J.R.R. Tolkien publishes the first volume of Lord of the Rings, the trilogy. On this date in 1958, NASA created 9 months after Russia launched their first Sputnik satellite. 1965, the Beatles' second film, Help, is released. It premieres in London. 66, Bob Dylan, injured in a big motorcycle accident near his home in Woodstock, New York, broke several vertebrae, suffered amnesia, mild paralysis. His voice and music were never the same. 1967, Doors, number one with Light My Fire. The album version was 7 minutes long, widely requested for radio play, so the single version was edited to under 3 minutes with all the instrumental break removed for radio on AM radio. On this date 46 years ago in 1974, Mama Cass Elliott of the Mamas and the Papas died of a heart attack. No, it was not a ham sandwich. She didn't choke on a ham sandwich. She died in the same apartment that Keith Moon of The Who died. Owned by singer-songwriter Harry Nilsson.
I would put Mama Cass Elliott in the top five greatest female vocalists of all time.
She could belt out a song.
Right behind Jesse and...
Aw, thank you.
Hey, remember that day we played Words of Love by her? We could do that again maybe sometime.
Sure.
She was, of course, 27. That's the magic age you die at if you're famous.
I met her when I was a producer at NBC in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
She was a large woman, but she comported herself like a walking cloud.
Yeah.
She's very graceful.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I love their music.
So nice.
They were really just backup singers until a producer, Adler, heard them, and he says, "You guys are, you're not backup singers. You should be on.
You should be on the front line."
Exactly. On this date in 76, Son of Sam terrorizes New York. The so-called Son of Sam pulls a gun from a paper bag, fires 5 shots at Donna Loria of the Bronx. They were sitting in a car with their friend. Actually, she was with her friend Jody. And the series of shooting continued for a long time. Son of Sam, New York. On this date in 1978, Grease is the number one soundtrack. John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John. 81, Prince Charles and Lady Di married before 2,500 guests at St. Paul's Cathedral in London. The fairy tale wedding watched by 700 million people around the world.
That's right. That night we reenacted the royal wedding. I've shown you guys the pictures, that right?
Yeah. Were you dressed up like...
I was Prince Philip. But we found a Charles lookalike who was a dead ringer.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And a Lady Di that was pretty good, too. I have that picture somewhere. Handy.
Did he have the ears, the Prince Charles ears?
He did. I mean, he was actually like a twin, except a little better looking than the actual prince.
Hmm. Now our song of the day from late spring and summer of 1981, 9 non-consecutive weeks at number one. It was briefly knocked out by Stars on 45. Jackie DeShannon wrote it, but Kim Carnes put her mark on it with her raspy voice. She's got Betty Davis eyes. This is the timeline.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn her music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. She'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious, and she knows just what it takes to make.
can't hear that without hearing Elmer Fudd doing it. You know what I'm talking about? Betty Davis.
Did he do Betty Davis songs?
No.
Or did Fireworks?
Elmer Fudd, you know the comedy routine from, yes. What's his name? Who am I talking about?
Robin Williams,
thank you.
One day, Greg, I'm going to have to try to reenact my dad messing with some telemarketers one day. Oh. He answered the phone as Elmer Fudd.
Is that right?
And yeah. If he's listening, he might call in and give us a treat, but we'll see.
This dated in 96. 35-year-old Carl Lewis shocked the world, taking gold medal in the long jump in Atlanta. It was his ninth gold. 20 years ago today, in 2000, Brad and Jennifer married.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. I would have taken the day off if I had done that.
On this date 14 years ago, in 2006, Pamela Anderson married Kid Rock. They divorced 14 months later. Let's see. Birthdays. Josh Radnor is, he's Ted on How I Met Your Mother. He's 46. Actor Will Wheaton, who was on Star Trek, Wesley Crusher on Star Trek The Next Generation. He's 48 today. Martina McBride is 54.
I love Martina McBride.
Yeah?
She's one of my icons that I grew up on.
Very nice.
She was supposed to come and perform.
Yes, she was, until the city of Montgomery decided to cancel everything.
Geddy Lee's never done a country song. He's 67. He's with Rush. And Peter Jennings would have had a birthday today. He died in 2005. He gave up cigarettes for 20 years until September 11th and started smoking after that, and he died of lung cancer. We are 37 days till Labor Day weekend, Thanksgiving in 120 days, and Christmas is now 149 days away. That is your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Hey, I got to quickly show Jesse my Betty Davis eyes. Okay.
Here we go.
This All is right. a commercial that was made many years ago. Her, that lady you just saw, she was the voice of the Academy Awards for 19 years.
Really?
Brandi Thomas.
What? I'm more fun, I'm more music.
That's great.
So,
wow. He was such a huge, huge star.
I was almost as big there as Rich Thomas.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Young World was right here.
Young World.
Looks like we're going to have to do the Baumhauer's winning word after we do our TV hit, which is coming up first.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
A few small showers roaming around even this morning. Looks like a better than normal chance that you're going to run into a shower or thunderstorm later on today. They'll be scattered to numerous, especially by this afternoon. High, upper 80s to around 90. Low tonight, ouch, in the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Friday, not as many storms in the afternoon and evening hour. Still scattered, though. Highs 90 to 92 and over the weekend. They'll be widely separated, afternoon and evening storms. Few and far between. Highs in the low to mid-90s. Right now, 76 degrees this morning, cloudy skies. We do have something in the tropics that bears some watching. In fact, the cone of uncertainty almost touches, does touch southeast Alabama. So this is going to be a tropical storm later on today, the I name, and it could be affecting Florida by this weekend. So we'll continue to keep an eye on it. Again, 76 degrees now, 639.
Hillbilly on the phone.
Good morning, y'all.
Hey.
Just wanted to give you a little traffic update.
Okay.
We got an accident in front of the casino in Wetumpka, 231 South.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got one lane, left lane's open, and it's got traffic backed up almost to 14.
All right, we will get that out and get that down to Skipper in the traffic dungeon and get an update in about 3 minutes.
Y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you for
too.
The heads
Thanks.
Up.
Time now for Wing Finger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
Gooey.
Gooey. Gooey, that is your winning word of the day. sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, we will ask you to be caller 702-729-2228. And if you're there in GUI, you'll win lunch for two at Wing Fingers downtown. That's our Wing Fingers winning word of the day, GUI.
GUI. Yeah. Which, their GUI basket looks pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I went to their website this morning, and I was like, ooh.
I'm a big fan of GUI things. I really am. Sometimes you can... Yeah, they're talking over there...
On new... Yeah.
Very passionately about... So I can't keep
a focus here.
A clear thought, so...
It's okay. This is the behind the scenes look for our listeners, because we're piped into their microphones.
We have to autograph a pie before we leave today.
Oh,
it's in the refrigerator. Yeah,
autograph it.
It's a birthday pie.
How do we autograph
it? On the plastic top with a Sharpie.
Oh, with a Sharpie. Oh, okay.
Okay.
I would be very grateful. It's for Wendy.
Yay!
Nice.
So.
We can do that. Where's the celebrities?
Down the streets of the city.
All right.
Smiling at everybody.
If you had a time machine, would you visit the future of the past?
And here we go.
With Rising.
Here we go.
Well, if time travel was possible, what would you rather do? Visit the future or the past? An online survey asked 4,000 people, and the most popular choice across all age groups was the past. There's a lot to talk about with this. Want to check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. What do you guys think about this one?
You know, the future scares me. I wouldn't want to go to the future to find out there's COVID-21. You know?
Oh, I know. Right.
I would actually want to go back to the past where people actually worked and had values and morals. So
what happened to that?
It disappeared somewhere, but I would have to say I'd want to go to the past, I think, more than I would the future.
I would love to, you know, I love history, so I would love to explain the internet to, you know, Abe Lincoln loved stuff like the telegraph
yes.
and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. I would love to explain the internet to Abe Lincoln.
What was Abe's... username on the telegraph?
I don't know.
Abel at DC or something like that. Yeah, no, he was. That was the social media of its time. That was how people communicated quickly. The thing is, would you go back to the past and try and change it?
No, you can't.
Can't do that.
No, we know that.
We'd cause a time warp, and man, it'd be a mess.
I think I'd want to go back and witness a historical event, since you can't prevent or change it from happening.
Witness it, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to.
So I know that Jalea and Ryan are going to sigh when I say this, but there's this great show that my wife and I watch called Outlander about time travel. That's and a lot of these things.
Not the only thing it's
about. they encounter in this show with, because they travel to the future and the past.
Is
but
that
they
what?
Do kind of run into these spots where.
I see promos for that show. I thought it was a Western. With Kevin.
Yeah, not quite. You need to watch the show.
I guess so.
What is it on, Jake?
You can see it on Netflix. Some of the episodes are on Netflix.
Netflix, yeah.
Yeah, the first few are on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not that great of a show.
Well, what about
That's
Ryan?
An
I'm curious to know.
Opinion everywhere but our studios.
I would like to know what Ryan's plan would be, going forward or going back.
I would definitely go back to historical events. I just think that's cool. I mean, just, I don't know, if you can't change or whatever, you know, just, you know, seeing FDR or, you know, Mount Rushmore before they created it.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever been to Warm Springs? Bunker
Hill during the Revolutionary War.
Have you ever been to Warm Springs, Georgia?
Watching Paul Revere ride? That's, oh, yeah, I know you talk about that place.
That's Chase Sparking.
That's a good movie, too. So
you can feel the ghost.
We're talking about all
when
these historic events. Honestly, if I went to the past, I would just want to see my parents growing up, because
I was wondering
my dad
about that.
Tells so many funny stories about my mom and him growing up. They dated since they were in middle school. So I would love to see if he's embellishing these stories.
Or how they acted.
Dads don't embellish stories. They tell their kids.
I would tell my parents to choose different life plans so they'd be wealthier.
Give them some financial advice
like,
and planning.
Play these lottery numbers when you go to
Florida.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah. They didn't put those kind of restrictions on this. Jay?
Future.
Future?
Thank you.
Oh.
Go to the future.
Why?
You know, because the past already exists. I know about the past. To relive it is fine. That's great.
Yeah.
But I'm more curious about what's ahead. I'm curious about where technology is going to go and what's going to be, you know, what's going to be beyond my lifetime.
But this year's been so awful that I'm scared to.
Well, it can only get better, right?
And to be honest, we're kind of reliving the past right now. So
that's famous, what I said 3 months ago.
Famous last words.
Yeah.
Can only get better, right?
Yeah. What is that?
Still waiting.
2021 is saying, "Hold my beer, Jay."
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh goodness.
All right, guys. We don't want to go past our time.
Oh, look what he did there.
See what he did.
You guys have a great one.
Thanks. You too.
And to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
I love the glow in the dark look this yellow shirt gives me.
It does give you a nice.
Hey, look, there's a big canary on TV.
Large person in the foreground, though. Oh, my gosh. I know.
That's what James says.
All right, we are at 6:46 before we head back to the traffic dungeon. Get your Fox News replay. There. What was he saying? I wish we had an instant replay button to go back 5 seconds.
He was trying to pronounce the word of the day. That's not.
It's gooey.
I couldn't tell if that was you or him.
That was him. Or me.
I was going to talk furniture.
Yes, furniture, please. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Hey, we are having too much fun.
Because we have a great sponsor that's got a building that's 65,000 square feet in size, large enough to house a jumbo jet, but instead it's filled with aisles after aisle of great furniture options for you. That's Kaiser Fine Furniture. Through the end of July, everything is marked up to 50% off. If you want to go big, they can open a Synchrony bank account at 0% interest for qualified customers, so you can do a little more. The thing that I want to go back and take a look at are some of the new home entertainment systems. Those have been redesigned. Everybody had one in like the 80s and 90s when TV screens were of a more modest size.
Right.
But now that just about everybody has at least one large screen TV, housing that in a place, like we got DVDs on the floor and wires. It'd be nice to be able to tuck all that behind something and just have the TV to look at. So we're going to browse some of those. Stella is our point person there. Whatever you're looking for, please say hello and let her know you heard about them on News Talk 93.1 FM. Whatever you buy, the sales tax there is only 8.25% because they're just outside the Montgomery Taxing District. So you even save there. Super nice people and lots to see. ShopKaiser.com or just shop wiser by Kaiser at 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic around the city. We are mostly light to moderate this morning. We do have a little congestion at Norman Bridge Road, Baptist Hospital on the East South Boulevard, and Troy Highway in East South Boulevard. The Northeast Boulevard a little busy from cars coming inbound on 231, but that's about it. Everything else looking good. I-65 and 85 rolling at the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. If you are inbound to Montgomery on I-65, just a few miles out from the Hope Hole exit, well, we have an accident there, minor in nature, but watch out for emergency vehicles on the scene there. New Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Now's the time to get your new Toyota for vacation. Visit their showroom or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Please watch out for children. With limited summer activities, more will be outside and may not always see you. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee go after Attorney General William Barr on topics like federal officers sent to deal with protesters in Portland, Oregon. Rhode Island Congressman David Cicilline asking,
do you think Americans who show up to peacefully protest should expect to be beaten and pepper sprayed and have their bones broken by federal officers?
Well, I don't think that what was happening immediately around the courthouse was a peaceful protest.
And Attorney General Barr says his decisions are made independent of politics. Negotiations over another coronavirus financial relief relief bill are stuck on liability protection against coronavirus lawsuits. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says,
no bill will be put on the Senate floor that does not have liability protection.
McConnell liability on steroids. He has taken it to a whole other place.
That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. America.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the River region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May, even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75%. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate. Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We've had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
The Emmy Award nominations were out yesterday. It's 10 pages. And most of it's from Netflix. Yeah, I don't see a Greyhound on it.
Oh, yeah?
Well, no, I don't think that's a movie.
That's Apple TV. That's...
That would be a...
Oh, it's a regular movie?
I mean, it was supposed to be released in theaters. I don't know how they're doing all of that. Yeah. It was supposed to be released in theaters, so... And also, I don't think it made the cutoff.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, because I think there's a certain time period of release that Sumkin can make it. And I don't think Greyhound fit in that window for this year.
Jeff Bezos' ex-wife has already donated $1.7 billion to charity.
Oh, then again, you have too, right?
Oh, easily, yeah.
And I think the IRS owes you some money back on tax.
It's what she's donating to, like $587 million to fight racial inequality, $400 million for economic mobility, $133 million for gender issues.
Oh, boy.
$130 million for global development. $128 million for public health. $125 million to fight climate change. She's going to change the weather.
Oh. Well, why didn't she do $587 million for that? That's farther down on the list.
Jeez. There isn't a practical...
use in that at all.
Yeah, like Salvation Army or homeless shelters or...
No, because...
or the Rich Thomas Foundation.
The Rich Thomas Weather Foundation, the Jesse Lynn Struggling Artist Fund.
If you get that...
help support musicians.
If you reach out to Mrs. Bezos and she bequests you, would you please make me your vice president?
Sure, absolutely.
Of your little foundation?
I will put you in charge of climate change.
There's... Well, I have been known to bring hot air into situations.
You're also full of it, too.
There's been a lot of buzz about the abusive treatment of employees that work for Ellen. Did you used to work for Ellen, Chase? Is that why we found you?
So I wonder how Ellen perceives all this. We haven't heard a word from her, have we?
No. but we've got just the right guy looking into it.
Oh. When Ellen DeGeneres cultivates a toxic work environment, it's up to David Caruso to get to the bottom of it. It's TSI, Talk Show Investigations. What do we got?
Horatio, the Ellen Show is suspected of discrimination and bad working conditions.
It seems like not everything Ellen does is so hunky. Dory. Is she a comedian or a complete tyrant? TSI, Talk Show Investigations.
Horatio, Ellen won't cooperate. She's given us no information.
Sounds like Ellen keeps dancing around the issue. He's out to find who isn't being kind. TSI, Talk Show Investigations.
6:55. We mentioned this earlier, a survey of baseball fans, over half, according to a poll, say they should just shut the season down.
No!
I don't believe that. I don't know who they asked. I don't believe that. It may be the only shot we have at sports this whole year, because I am still, I'll be stunned if they move ahead with plans to play football. Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune will begin producing new episodes with social distancing. No, where it would be kind of different if the host and everybody had to wear a mask.
Yeah, I can't see Jeopardy like that.
And this one here, probably spend a little more time. George Floyd's memory is being honored with a hologram that will go on tour.
That calls for the BS alarm there.
Yeah. It does. Oh, and kind of cool. Patrick Mahomes, who got the biggest NFL contract in history.
It's also...
He used some of that money to buy in.
Buy into baseball team.
Chiefs. Or the Royals.
The Royals, yeah.
So...
That's good. I like it. Why not?
No, I think that's great.
Yeah.
Look, if I had $500 million, I'd probably want to be able to say I had a little piece of the Marlins. Even though they're very sick these days, and it doesn't look like they're going to play much of a schedule. We'll hit the Emmy nominees a little bit later. At 6:57, I'll be heading over to Dan Black Studios right after the show. Dan Black Studios, first of all, Dan's media pedigree is second to none. He has been in the business of video and audio production his entire life. But his company is available to everybody for... everything. For example, if you have old home movies that are still on 8 or 60 millimeter film, or VHS cassettes, or something, a show you may have saved on a let's say you were on the news and you taped it on a VHS tape, then the tape got stuck, you pulled it out, and you're hoping that one day this can be fixed. Well, they can fix those at Dan Black Studios, state-of-the-art facility. So have those memories, before they degrade any further, put into a permanent format at 50% off at Dan Black Studios through the end of the month, and a bunch of listeners have taken advantage of that. If you want to produce something for somebody, pay tribute. Another thing you can do if you're looking for a gig is to do a video resume, and they can produce that for you and put all the personal and professional production touches into it, make it a first-class experience. That's what they do. They can salute birthday celebrants, benchmark anniversaries, you name it. They've got full resources, but for you and for most right now, getting those memories into a permanent format is the big and best deal of the day at 50% off. Call them at 279-6036, 279-6036 for Dan Black Studios, proud sponsor of the Rich Thomas Timeline, and available online at danblackstudios.net.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
6:58, 3 minutes to Fox News.
Good morning, this is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, and we have a real problem up in Wetumpka. Southbound lane out of town, right in front of Wind Creek. We have a very bad accident. Multiple police and now emergency vehicles are on the scene there. If you are coming through Wetumpka this morning and passing Wind Creek, expect some slow.